seeing he had said such profound things that we are a sacrifice of Christ and a pleasing aroma, and we triumph everywhere, he again demonstrates modesty, attributing everything to God. Hence he asks, and who is adequate for these responsibilities? For everything, he points out, belongs to Christ, nothing is our own. Do you see how different his words are from the false apostles? They indeed boast, as if they bring something of their own to the message. But he, in contrast, boasts because he asserts that nothing is his own. For our boast is this, the validation of our conscience, that not in worldly wisdom, but in the grace of God, we conducted ourselves in the world. And what they regarded as honorable to acquire, namely the external wisdom, he takes away as his own. Hence he asks here again, and who is adequate for these responsibilities? But if no one is, then what is done is out of grace.